MW233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming online at wjffradio.org. It's 12:59, and at our studios here in Jeffersonville, New York, it's about 58 degrees, and the forecast for tonight is partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s, west winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs around 60. Stay tuned for Now and Then.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com. And from Global Natural Foods, importers and distributors of healthful ingredients to the food and beverage industries.
I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today we're going to be exploring the music of the internationally known British singer-songwriter Steve Winwood. Steve Winwood. Steve Winwood wrote that song. It's called Had to Cry Today. And that was Steve Winwood singing lead and playing the organ at a concert that he did recently, February 2008. That was live from Madison Square Garden in New York with his longtime friend and musical collaborator, Eric Clapton, on guitar. All right. This is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And we're going to be listening to some of the early recordings that Steve Winwood made with a band that he formed in England called Traffic. Steve Winwood was really known for his organ style, for his keyboard style. He was born in Birmingham, England. And when he's 14 years old, in 1962, he joins the Spencer Davis Group. So how did he learn to play keyboards so incredibly well? Well, he had a very interesting career as a teenager. He was playing Hammond B3 organ and guitar in what they would call pickup bands. And he would back up really well-known U.S. blues performers all throughout his teenage years. So he's backing blues singers. Now, here's the list. Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, T-Bone Walker, Howlin' Wolf, B.B. King, Sonny Boy Williamson, Eddie Boyd, Otis Spam, Chuck Berry, and Bo Diddley. When those U.S. blues people would come, go to the United Kingdom and go on tour, they would have pickup bands. And that's what Steve Winwood was doing. He was playing the Hammond B3 organ and sometimes playing guitar. And so that's how he developed that amazing style that he has, Steve Winwood. So, you know, he's 14 when he joins the Spencer Davis Group, and he stays in that band for like 5 years. And in 1967, when he's 19 years old, he starts a band called Traffic. And he forms this band with Chris Woods playing flute and winds. Jim Capaldi is playing drums. Dave Mason is also the other songwriter playing guitar and singing. So Traffic, yeah, 1967. We're going to hear a song that was released by Traffic in 1968 from the album entitled Traffic, and this song is called 40,000 Headmen. And this song was written by Steve Winwood and Jim Capaldi. Now, Winwood and Capaldi wrote some amazing songs together. We're going to be listening to quite a few songs that Winwood and Capaldi wrote together. And then later in the show, we'll be getting to some of Steve Winwood's solo recordings. Let's go back to 1968. This is 40,000 Headmen, Steve Winwood with Traffic.
If I had to take the choice between the deaf man and the blind, I know just where my feet should go, but that's enough for me. I'd turn around and knock them down and walk across the sea. Hadn't traveled very far when suddenly I saw three small ships a-sailing off towards a distant shore. So lighting up a cigarette, I followed in pursuit and found a secret cave where they obviously stashed the loot. Peering at my pockets, even stopped it on my mouth. I must have went 100 times between my head and toe. I ventured forth before the dawn, a time to change his mind. And soaring high above the clouds, I found a golden shrine. Laying down my treasure before the iron gate, quickly rang the bell, hoping I hadn't come too late. But someone came along and told me not to
Steve Winwood. That was a release from 1968 with the band Traffic. It was 40,000 Headmen. So, you know, when Traffic was signed to Island Records in 1967, they rented a cottage. They rented this cottage in Berkshire. And they, you know, wanted to write and rehearse and everything. And it got to be quite a destination. There was all kinds of musicians that would hang out there. Eric Burdon, from Eric Burdon, you know, with the Animals. And this is where Eric Clapton was hanging out. Pete Townsend from The Who was also out of the house quite a bit. So, you know, Steve Winwood is really with the royalty of rock and roll. Over in the United Kingdom there. So, you know, there was some tensions in Traffic. Dave Mason was an incredibly gifted songwriter and performer. And I don't think that Steve Winwood and him could coexist in the same band. It's a shame. These things do happen. So they broke up in 1969. And that's when Steve Winwood formed what is now called the supergroup Blind Faith. And Blind Faith consisted of Eric Clapton on guitar, oh gosh, Ginger Baker, and Rick Gretsch. So the very first song that we heard in the program, Had to Cry Today, that was a song that was originally released and recorded by Blind Faith. They only had one album entitled Blind Faith, and it was released in 1969. And, you know, they did a tour, and it's an amazing album. It's looked back, and it's just stayed, it sounds very fresh when you hear it. So I wanted to play another track from that Blind Faith album called Can't Find My Way Home. This is a Steve Winwood composition. You know, it was interesting when they went on tour, they had an opening act for Blind Faith called Delaney and Bonnie and Friends. And you know what? Eric Clapton actually was more interested in playing with Delaney and Bonnie and Friends than he was with Blind Faith. So he quits Blind Faith and they break up. So they're only together 1 year. But let's hear this incredible recording. This is from Blind Faith, Can't Find My Way Home, Steve Winwood. Steve Winwood with Blind Faith. That was his composition, Can't Find My Way Home, from 1969 on the only album that Blind Faith ever released. All right. This is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So, you know, Eric Clapton goes off and leaves Blind Faith, and so Steve Winwood goes back into the studio to record a solo album. He was going to call it Mad Shadows. And then he ends up inviting his friends Chris Wood and Jim Capaldi to help do the recording with him. And lo and behold, you know, Traffic reforms. So, minus Dave Mason. So let's listen to a couple of songs from the album from 1970, John Barleycorn Must Die. Stranger to Himself. This is another Winwood and Capaldi composition. And this is Traffic from their 1970 album, John Barleycorn Must Die.
There were three men came out of the west. Their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn vow. John Barleycorn must die. They've plowed, they've sown, they've harrowed him in, threw clods upon his head. And these three men made a solemn vow. John Barleycorn was dead.
Barleycorn Must Die. That was the title track from an album that Traffic released in 1970, and that was an arrangement that Steve Winwood did of a traditional song. And right before that, we heard a Stranger to Himself, which was a Winwood Capaldi composition. So this lineup of Traffic, what an interesting sound they have. Steve Winwood has such a unique singing voice. He's a tenor. He's got, when he was a young man, Spencer Davis Group, he got a lot of comparisons to Ray Charles, which I think is interesting. But he's definitely developed his own style. Fabulous tenor singing voice. So this lineup of Traffic, Steve Winwood, you know, was playing flute, Capaldi's on drums. They have a lot of, for my ears, they have a lot of jazz influences, which really become pronounced on the next couple of albums. This lineup of Traffic was together from 1970 through 1975. So we're going to be hearing two more tracks from this lineup of the band. We'll be hearing Hidden Treasure from the album Low Spark of High Heeled Boys, released in 1971. And then we'll be hearing the title track from Shoot Out at the Fantasy Factory from 1973. These are both Steve Winwood and Jim Capaldi compositions. Traffic. Steve Winwood.
By the river, there's a lot that you can learn if you've got a mind.
Fantasy Factory. That's Steve Winwood with Traffic, and that was the title track from that album released in 1973. All right, this is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And today we are exploring the singer-songwriter, the amazing keyboardist Steve Winwood. So, you know, Traffic was together through 1975. And when they finally broke up, Steve Winwood launched on a very long and successful solo recording career. In 1977, he released his first self-titled album, and in 1980, followed that up with Ark of a Diver. And on both of those albums, he played every single instrument. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays electric organ, synthesizer, bass, drums, guitar, mandolin, violin, and other stringed instruments. So, and especially the Hammond B3, you know, which I mentioned earlier. So he releases 9 solo albums, and I thought what we would do is come to his most current release in April of 2008. He releases an album called 9 Lives, so we'll be listening to some of that. You know, in those Traffic recordings that I played, almost all of those songs were Steve Winwood and Jim Capaldi compositions, and I think it's really a testament to the lifetime commitment that he made to his music, that he continued to have really strong relationships with most of the people that he ever collaborated with musically. In July 2007, he performed with Eric Clapton at the Crossroads Guitar Festival, you know, and then they started the touring thing, and they come to New York City in February 2008 and did that Madison Square Garden concert that we heard. And Jim Capaldi, the drummer from Traffic, also went out to have his own very successful solo career. He did 12 albums. And you know what? In 2001, his album called Living on the Outside, Steve Winwood is with Capaldi on that album. So they were lifetime friends and continued to work together. So anyway, let's listen to some of this new studio album, 9 Lives, released in April of 2008. It was number 12 on Billboard, in the Billboard charts. It's his highest, Steve Winwood's highest solo recording debut ever. And also in 2008, he receives an honorary doctorate from the Berklee College of Music. In 2008, Rolling Stone ranked Steve Winwood as number 33 in the 100 greatest singers of all time. And that very same year, BMI, the big publishing, they had some awards in London, and they honored him for his enduring influence on generations of music makers. So lifetime career, amazing musician, Steve Winwood. We'll be hearing 3 tracks from his most recent recording, 9 Lives. Let's get started with I'm Not Drowning, which to me is kind of a blues-inspired track, followed by Raging Sea, Steve Winwood from his 9 Lives album. Turn your head.
waking me from my sleep.
Steve Winwood. That's from his Nine Lives album. Steve Winwood started his solo recording career in 1977, and through that last album, which we just heard, he did 9 solo albums. Like every 2 or 3 years, Steve Winwood is actually writing and recording throughout his lifetime. What an amazing musician. So let's hear another track from Steve Winwood's Nine Lives album. This one, to me, you know, I mentioned his Hammond B3 style earlier. I think this is a great example of his amazing, amazing style. This song is called We're All Looking, and this is from Steve Winwood's 2008 release, Nine Lives. Steve Winwood.
Shadows on my balcony. There's nothing more than I
Mr. Fantasy. This recording is Steve Winwood live in Madison Square Garden with Eric Clapton in a 2008 concert that they did. They went on tour after that in 2009. Right before that, we heard a track from Steve Winwood's most recent solo recording called Nine Lives. My name is Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed today's show about Steve Winwood, and I wouldn't be too surprised if in the near future I put a show together about Eric Clapton. Thanks for listening.
Support for this